Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listener. I hope you are having fun flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, remember this is our birthright, it's our free subscription just to be present in the divine. And it's so important to remind ourselves and to remind one another as of such a beautiful ability that every one of us have to enable ourselves to nourish ourselves with the primary food for our thought, for our emotions, as well as the impact of that primary food on our body, our physical body at the cellular level, that we can and we have the ability and we have the free subscription to nourish ourselves, to keep ourselves charged up at the cellular level, at the organic level, to keep our body charged up, to keep every thought that crosses our mind charged up, to keep every emotion that we may sense throughout the day and night most charged up with every breath. It's just such a beautiful gift that we all have. And the reason we have that gift is because we are children of the divine. We live in the divine. Whether we happen to be in our physical body or not, it doesn't matter. You and I, every single one of us, human, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, water mass and life in it, whether we consider the water mass and life in it to be the life in the marine, the ocean, the sea, the lake, the river, the pond, even life in our swimming pool. The four elements, the heart and soul of the Mother Earth, the air, the fire, the water, and also other environmental situations that we may experience that has direct impact on you and I, like the weather system. Communication on Earth, like when the various birds or animals in the animal kingdom or the marine life in the ocean, in the water mass, decide to migrate from one location to another location, following the patterns of the weather system, they're all communicating. We all have that ability to communicate with one another, as well as communicate with other beings living alongside with us on Earth. And of course, the balance of life on Earth. We all have such beautiful ability to just enjoy our gift from the divine to you and I 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's like saying, oh, as we are driving our car and as we are going from places to places, anytime we need to gas up our car, especially with the expensive gas prices today, you can pull to the gas station and gas it up for free. In this case, that vehicle is you and I. Now, what do we gas it up with? With the cheapest gas? The highest quality gas? In this case, our free subscription is with highest quality, highest octane gas. And that is how much we saturate ourselves, our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, with that unconditional love, unconditional compassion. Saturate ourselves with peace, saturate ourselves with joy, having fun living our life, having fun going to work, coming back from work, being at work. So it's so important to constantly try to manage our thought, to manage our emotion. The most effective way that it enables us to find the golden nugget in every experience, in every challenge, to find the pain in the pearl. Because when we do that, we are taking advantage of our birthright. Of course, it's also very important to acknowledge the fact that when we are born, we are so much fully charged up with that tremendous amount of love, joy, peace, and compassion. We are so saturated with that. That's why you see children being so flexible. That's why you see children, as they experience their own challenges at their own level, for their own age, as they fall down, they just bounce right back up and continue being playful, being a child, enjoying their life as they come across different challenges. The challenges may be health-related challenges. Children get sick, like any of us. Relation challenges, separation among their parents, challenges in other situations in their environment, the challenges with the weather, the coldness, the heat, the wetness, and so on and so forth. They just blend in. They just know exactly how to adapt themselves and adjust themselves so fast to different environmental conditions, much, much faster than us adults. Why is that? It's because they're so fully charged up. That ability to them comes so natural. But as we grow older, as we age, we need to find ways, we need to program our thought, program our emotion in such a way that we maintain it. Just like a car, that as we drive the car, we need to go to the gas station and gas it up in order for that car to be useful, so we are constantly able to drive it. In our case, that gas that we need, that primary food that we need, that primary nourishment that we need, first of all, is self-love. Maintaining ourselves in a state of peace. Self-joy, finding joy in everything we do. Compassion for ourselves. And when we do that, we seek it, we look for it, we set our intention out there to find it. Guess what? We find it much easier. We are able to enjoy it much longer. So as challenges arise, physical, emotional, career, relation, other type of challenges. Challenges in the household, in the school. We are always ready. We are always charged up. We are most efficient dealing with it because we have saturated ourselves. And we can do that continuously with every breath. The rest of it is to practice it in such a way that it comes so natural to us where we don't require to put any type of effort to maintain ourselves in that state. And some of you may wonder, well, but that's a lot of work. But the reality is right now, whatever state we are naturally present in it, self-harm, self-hurt, self-blame, self-judgment, whatever it may be, believe it or not, we put effort to get there. And we may not recognize that we are practicing it, but we are practicing it. We may not recognize how we got there because those practices that we've done, they become so natural that we don't even see it. But believe me, we are practicing something. The question is, what is the value of that practice? How much we are aware of it? And how much are we enjoying practicing it? And the divine intelligence, divine energy has provided many vibrational sites for us. So we can, at times when we need some help, some support, we can rest at these different vibrational sites or energy sites and nourish ourselves with primary food. And that primary food, which really is most essential for us before the food that you and I go to a restaurant or to a grocery store that we buy, that we prepare and we eat, that's really a secondary food. The primary food is how we inject ourselves, literally speaking, as a metaphor with love, joy, peace, and compassion constantly. How do we inject our thought with love, joy, peace, and compassion? How do we inject our emotions with love, joy, peace, and compassion so we stay charged up? That's primary food. And that's essential for you and I. The beauty is we have that free access. We just have to take advantage of it. This access for us has always been there. It's just through our upbringing, nobody reminded us about it. So if we want to stay charged up now, we need to remind ourselves of it. Have a new way to look at the situations in such a way that we are more or most charged up. So we have spoken about some of these vibrational sites, these energetic sites that we can go and rest there and to rest in that state and recharge ourselves up or keep ourselves charged up. In the past, some of them were vibrational sites like Temple of Masters. You can refer to that podcast to listen to it. You can also go on our website, healingpack.org, healingpack.org, without any space, healingpack, again, healingpack.org, and look up the vibrational site, look up Temple of Masters, listen to the podcast we produced for that site. The other vibrational sites are Temple of Angels. Our body is our counterpart who live alongside with us as energy beings throughout the universe. We love them. And the biggest library, the most advanced, massive library that we all have access to it through our cognition, through our intuition, Temple of Knowledge, also referred to it in some of the historical books like Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, and other references to it as Tree of Knowledge, as well as Tree of Life, Tree of Knowledge. Whenever we are trying to make a decision, we need to access some level of knowledge, some level of information that it helps us to make the right decision from the bottom of our heart. For whatever the subject may be, that's the place, that's the state, that's the vibrational state that we need to synchronize ourselves with it, and that's the Tree of Knowledge or Temple of Knowledge. When we feel somewhat drained, somewhat tired, exhausted, and we need to rejuvenate, we need to recharge ourselves with most unconditional love and compassion, it's the Tree of Life, where we are all, every single one of us, you and I, are different branches, leaves on the Tree of Life. And we are all connected to one another through the Tree of Life. So it's very important to take advantage of these vibrational sites, these energy sites, and bring them home. Expect to sense them, to be present in those states. Just like the same way that we may drive our car from work to home, or walk from work to home, or ride our bike, or however means of transportation we may have access to it. And when we get home, we expect to see our living room, our furniture, our bedroom, our kitchen, our utensils, our pots and pans. We need to have and set that expectation accordingly as an energetic being that we sense the presence, the energetic presence, the energetic vibration of these different sites. So far we have covered many of them, and today we are going to cover one more, Mountain of Light. It's a beautiful energetic site. And of course, we cover these in our self-healing class, in our distance healing class, that we give those classes 3 times a year. Right now, we just finished the 6th session of our self-healing class, the 3rd session of our distance healing class. And this coming Sunday is going to be the 7th session for the self-healing class. And we also have the 4th session of the distance healing class the following Sunday. And we practice together as a group, as a team, to be present in these energetic sites. And many people throughout the globe who join our classes via teleconference, they gain the benefit of knowing about these sites and checking into these sites periodically as they wish throughout the day and night. And there's such a beauty And there is such a fantastic opportunity for every one of us, regardless of our gender, our race, our nationality, our color, our gene, our, you know, background, our philosophy, whatever else we may, you know, have, we all have same access to these different vibrational sites. We all have the ability to check into these vibrational sites and also charge ourselves up. Is it ever late to do that? Absolutely not, because these vibrational sites exist forever, from the beginning of the time to the end of time. From the beginning of the space to end of space. They operate outside of space and time. They are always present for us to check into them, regardless of whether we happen to be in physical body or not. We just have to be aware of them. And we have to set our intention from the bottom of our heart to be present in that state, and then trust ourselves. Have confidence that we have the ability to do it. It's like establishing a synchronicity to be present in that state. So if you like to learn more about these sites and also like to learn more techniques of how to become present at these different sites, you can always take our classes. We offer it globally via teleconference. And the good news is the free conference call HD, HD stands for high definition, that we use. It's just like us, another non-profit organization. And they also offer free access to the teleconference sessions. So if you have financial hardship and you just want to dial in at no cost to you from long distance, whether it happens to be in different states in the United States or happens to be in different countries, in North America, South America, Europe, Middle East, Far East, or anywhere else, you have access to the link and you can join us at no cost to you. And we love you, and we love to help you, and we love to serve you with the art and science of self-healing, to physically, emotionally, mentally keep us as healthy as possible, as energetic and energized as possible. And this is what divine wants for every one of us. So in that respect, when you join us for the January class that starts the second Sunday of January, rest assured that if you have any type of financial hardship, we still do our best to accommodate you. All you got to do is send an email to help@healingpack.org. Healingpack, healingpack.org. And tell us about your financial challenge and request that you want to join us at no cost to you or at minimal cost. And by the way, our tuition for the classes are extremely economical, and it's a lifetime membership. If you offer the class 3 times a year, you only pay once and you participate and join us for life. And we get together with many people from different states and different countries. 27 weeks, 27 Sundays out of the year, besides these podcasts, and meditate together. My people love it. I love it. And people love it alongside with us. And if you want to see how much people love it, you can always go to a non-profit organization website named greatnonprofits.org. Great Nonprofits is one word, .org. And when you get there, just search for Healing Pack, our brand name, HEALINGPAQ, and no space between healing and pack. It's just one word, HEALINGPAQ. And you can read for yourself almost over 60 reviews. And we love our reviews. You know why? Because we try hard to serve you to our best ability, because that's what Divine wants us to do. And so far, thanks to every one of you wonderful listeners, got 4 stars and 5 stars. So we have been recognized by great nonprofits as being a top-rated nonprofit organization. And of course, everything we do out there is for you, the love for you. And we survive with your donation. So when you consider helping nonprofit organization, helping people, helping the needy, think about us. We love for you to think about us. And if you are curious about how your money is spent, when you donate to healingpack.org, we can always share with you how we spent. Every single dollar counts, because majority of people who develop some kind of chronic disease or terminal disease or some other type of disease, whether the disease happened to be physical, emotional, mental, because of many challenges that they experience, they have a very high level of financial hardship, and they can use your donation, because we provide that comfort for every one of them. And it's so important for every one of us to serve ourselves, first of all, and also serve others. Through serving ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, naturally we serve others. And Mountain of Light is one of those vibrational sites that when we set our intention and synchronize our intention, synchronize our attention to be present there energetically, establish a state of synchronicity between our energy vibration and the energy vibration of the Mountain of Light. We are present there, we can recharge ourselves. It's a vibrational site that enables us to heal our arrogance. And as we heal our arrogance, we heal our excess weight that energetically ground us, as well as physically, as well as emotionally, as well as mentally. It grounds us. It makes us too heavy. And the heavier we become, the harder it is for us to see the light. It's like a arrogance or these feelings, these sensations operate like a cloud covering the sun. When a piece of cloud covers the sun, it doesn't mean the sun is not there. Maybe we cannot see it at the time because of the cloud. And the darker the cloud is, the more intense the light from the sun is blocked. In a situation like that, if it's during the day, we can't say the sun is not there. The sun is there. We just can't see it because it's blocked by the cloud. So our arrogance works against us. Just like the same way the cloud blocks the sun. So we don't see it, and when we don't see it, we can't claim the sun is not there. We can acknowledge the fact that we can't see it, but that's all we can do. As I said, as long as there is day, the sun is there. Even if you may not be able to see it, even if there is a cloudy day, even if there is something that blocks that sun. And so, when we have such arrogance based on the intensity of the arrogance, it makes us heavy, as it makes us heavy, we cannot see the beautiful access that we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, based on our right, birthright, based on our subscription, free subscription, to be present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. In that case, for someone like, for example, is looking for a program on the TV channel that the person has heard, this is a fantastic program, they love to watch it, they have been looking forward for this program to broadcast for so long, and they're just becoming more and more excited over watching the program, and the time that the program is being broadcast, they just can't find the right channel. So they just keep on pressing the remote, keep on turning the knob, keep on pressing the buttons, going wild over them, moving from channel to channel to channel to channel, but they just can't find the channel. At that point in time, the person cannot claim the program is not being broadcast. It is being broadcast. But if you and I cannot find the right channel for what channel the program is being broadcast, as far as you and I are concerned, there has been a change of schedule. The program is not being broadcast. So guess what? That state of love, joy, peace, and compassion is being broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our opportunity to transform our arrogance to a lighter vibrational site, a lighter vibrational energy, so we can fly, so we can experience our birthright, our free subscription is always there with us. That is guaranteed. But if you are looking in the wrong direction, if you are forgetting to set our intention to be present in that state, if you are getting so hyped up over why can't I find it, that we are getting frustrated, we are actually missing it. It doesn't mean that it's not there. It doesn't mean that it's not being broadcast. Of course, the beauty here is we never miss it. Because the minute we calm down, the minute we go back to our breath, the minute we set our intention to be present in it, we get our right to do it again. So let's practice it. Let's, as always, do our practical part of the podcast where we actually practice what we talk about and come up with a simple method, simple solution to experience that state to our best ability. And then I'm hoping that as time goes by, you join us more and more. You invite your friends to join us. Invite your loved ones to like us, to join us, to listen to us. And if you love someone and you truly like to help them, throw that seed out there. Throw that love out there. Make that suggestion to them. Share these programs with them. So for now, become aware of your breath. Imagine with every breath, every slow inhale and every slow exhale, you are setting your intention to be present in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Every breath is calmer and deeper than the previous breath. With every breath, set your intention and do your best to breathe in love. Do it joyfully. Do it from the bottom of your heart peacefully. And be in peace with yourself for doing it. Now we set our intention. You may change these phrases as you wish, so that it becomes most heartfelt to you. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with divine intention. God, collective consciousness, source. Higher self. Whatever word that resonates with you, I'm your child, living on earth, serving you and I, please allow love, joy, peace and compassion, gush through my heart, and I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace and compassion. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. Welcome every thought as it arises. Welcome every emotion as it arises. Welcome every physical challenge that you may experience. Open your arms. Give them a kiss. As different thoughts arise that require your attention. As different emotions arise that require your attention. Give your attention to them. Why are you being shy? So with every breath, just imagine that you are entering onto yourself deeper and deeper. Making yourself as calm, as relaxed, and as energized as possible. Sometimes it's really okay to set our intention to fall back into the lap of the Divine Mother and stating to the Divine Mother, Divine Mother, I am tired. I request your help. I request your assistance. I request to teach me, to serve me, so I learn how to keep myself charged up. However we choose to communicate with the beings of light, it's the best way that works for you and I. So now imagine that you are on this beautiful mountain of light. Walking up energetically toward the mountain peak. Enjoying your walk. Enjoying your hike, enjoying your climb. As you get closer to the top of the mountain, since this is an energetic walk, as you're getting close to the top of the mountain, imagine you pick a site that's comfortable for you. You can sit there, lay there, stand up, or even levitate if you wish. Your energetic presence is there. Physically, you may be anywhere, but energetically, you are projecting your presence. You're setting your intention to be present in a vibrational site that we refer to it as Mountain of Light, and the Mountain of Light helps you to manage, to transform your arrogance into a healthier state. So as you set your intention and you're present in that state, at the top of the mountain peak, either sitting, laying down, standing, levitating, whatever resonates with you, whatever is heartfelt to you, imagine with every breath, with every inhale, with every exhale, you're merging deeper and deeper into that state of unconditional love, unconditional peace, unconditional joy. This is your sacred space. You set it up as you wish. You set it up as it pleases you and keeps your heart wide open to our unique connection to the divine love, to our unique connection to divine energy. Now with every breath, imagine light is entering into your heart. With every breath, with every inhale, with every exhale, it's becoming wider, covering your entire body, your entire physical body, penetrating into every single emotion that arises, penetrating into every thought that arises. If you are into singing, you can sing to yourself, to sense yourself in that state better. If you are touching, if you are into touching, you can touch yourself to give yourself that sensation of touch. If you are into visualizing, you can visualize. If you are into aroma, if you are into smelling, you can put a smell that gives you that ability, that relaxation, that expansion that you require to feel present. If you're into tasting, imagine, consider this amazing taste in your mouth. That's taking over you. You're using your brain, you're using your imagination, you're tapping into your five senses. The most conscientious. Using these techniques to expand yourself, to transform your energy. Energetic weight, your frustration, your anxiety, your stress into a healthier state. So you become lighter. You become full of fire. You become most energized. And as you are doing that, whatever thought arises, self-produced thought, whatever emotion arises, self-emotion, or a thought or an emotion that arises because of someone else has done something to you, a reaction to some action that someone else has taken, or the lack of some action that you expect someone else to take and they haven't taken. Just acknowledge the presence of these different thoughts. I acknowledge the presence of these different emotions. Just hug them, love them, hold them. You can always have a love conversation with them. Say, emotion, thought, physical organ, I acknowledge your presence. I feel you. I hear you. I love you, I touch you, I squeeze you from the bottom of my heart. So you transform into your healthier state. Be patient as you are present in the mountain of light with the energy transformation that you are going through, that we all go through. Now we are going to play some music, allow every one of us to practice this. You and I are on the field of life. We need to practice living. We need to practice living joyfully, peacefully. If we want more joy, we need to saturate ourselves with it. If we want more peace, we need to saturate ourselves with it. If we want more love, we need to saturate ourselves with it. If we want more compassion, we need to saturate ourselves with it. When we don't give it to ourselves, how can we expect others to give it to us? We need to give it to ourselves first. Become humble about it. Open our eyes, seeing the reality in our surrounding. Appreciate it, enjoy it, finding the golden nugget within it. God, Source, Collective Consciousness, Higher Self, request for healing energy, for love, joy, peace, and compassion for every one of our listeners who listen to this podcast live or the archive version. Please, please show us the way so we become better persons serving ourselves, and as we serve ourselves, we enjoy, we learn how to serve others. And as we serve others, we learn how to serve ourselves. Just give yourself plenty of love. And never give up on loving yourself. Your body, your organ, your thought, emotion. thankful to yourself for taking the time to love yourself, to keep yourself charged up. Beautiful you, who you are, to explore your ability to be a better person to yourself. If you like to help others, if you like to serve others, if you like to give love to others, you need to saturate yourself with love first. If you want to be in peace with others, you need to saturate yourself with peace first. If you want to have joy and enjoy our life with others, we need to saturate ourselves with joy and enjoy ourselves. Divine loves you. Healing Pack loves you. Love yourself and enjoy the beautiful person you are. And you'll be amazed how fast you will transform. Love you all. Till we meet again the next time, continue our journey being alive, living together in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Bye-bye.